RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Two receivers left and right. Williams in the shotgun, Swift to his left. Here's the snap. Williams back, looks right, throws short right, caught by Loveland, flips it back to Swift, inside the five. Swift is down around the three-yard line. Looks like it's going to be a first down. They have no timeouts. Clock moving, down to seven. It's at six. Bears get lined up. Williams will clock it. They'll stop the clock at four. That was a first down. So they stop it with 4 seconds left. It'll be second and goal. The ball is in between the two and the three. They ran the little hook and ladder.
They got one play. One play.
That is the call courtesy of Westwood One. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we are talking about a couple different things. We have to discuss the worst possible hypothetical with Patrick Manley at 11, which was, would you rather have Caleb Williams or Ben Johnson for 10 years and you have to have one and you can't choose both? Or there's also the discussion about what it means to have a 4,000 season, perhaps, and how that affects the long-term future for the Bears quarterback. And that's been a discussion as well. So as we continue to take calls on this and we've continued to talk, I think that the importance of the 4,000 yard season being so significant, like if Caleb Williams gets to 268 yards on Sunday, does it change you two's mind about how you feel about it?
Let me draw my line over here. I'm not with Mark on the 4,000 being this ultimate thing that has to happen this season. Get the win. That's the important thing. If you get 4,000, great. But I'm not like, we got to scheme it up so that Caleb Williams gets 270 yards passing
on
Sunday.
I get that. It's just for the well-being of the franchise. It's been a punchline for decades. Forever.
That they don't have a 4,000-yard season.
Centuries. It's a joke. We've made fun of it. We've bashed the Bears for not having a 4,000-yard rusher. It's an easy, low-hanging fruit topic.
4,000-yard rusher would be impressive.
Excuse me, 4,000-yard passer. Like, we destroy the Bears for that. And justify. So that's why it's important to me. Maybe not at all costs. I think
the meatball's coming out with that.
I accept a little bit of that, but not really, because it, like, through the years on this show, on other shows, right? It's all part of our stories. The Bears have never had a four, and that's shameful, right? What did Roma Dunze say?
For the career?
See? It's astounding. It's astounding that that's not occurred. It's going to have to happen one of these days. You have to put that part of Bears history away. That's why I think it's important.
Throw me the C real quick. Can you throw me the C?
Careful with the C.
Because of what I'm about to say.
Don't break the C, by the way. It turned. See?
No, I got it. Listen, here's what I'll say about the 4,000-yard season. I get your angst about it because it's been so long. You've been waiting so long.
It's not even angst. I just think it's a necessary thing for a franchise to have and have had.
Understanding that this was the first year for Caleb Williams in the Ben Johnson offense, I guarantee you this. As long as the man is healthy next season, he will eclipse 4,000 yards. This was more about him catching up, and he's finally caught up to what Ben Johnson's been trying to get him to do. It took him almost the entire season. It took him to the month of December, as Ben Johnson kind of predicted it would take them.
Okay, so now that those two are sussed out, what about the 10-year proposition?
What about that whole 10-year thing?
I think we're aligned on this,
Layla.
What
was that one in a million talk?
What was that all about?
I think we're aligned on the Patrick Manley question of the coach over the quarterback. In this instance, you would rather hang on to Ben Johnson than Caleb Williams, right?
Worst hypothetical ever.
It might be, but at the same time, it gets you thinking a little bit. And again, I will say this. Even though Mike Vrabel coaching Drake may exist, even though you could say C.J. Stroud under D'Amico Ryans. I think with Caleb Williams' specific personality and arm talent, Ben Johnson has been the perfect person to come in and tell him this is what has to happen.
But I asked the question about the 10-year thing because that's where we started talking.
Oh, you're talking about the other thing. I thought you were talking about the Patrick Manley 10-year thing.
No, I was talking about the 10 years for Caleb Williams. That's what got us talking.
I am completely convinced that with his elite arm talent, while yes, Ben Johnson could find another quarterback to do some of the stuff that he wants to do, he won't find one who has a higher ceiling than Caleb Williams, maybe. And that's why he is a quote-unquote generational talent.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So yes?
Yes.
Okay. Grody?
10 years? I don't know. That's why this whole thing started, because he said that. I was like, whoa, I'm not ready to say the next 10 years. So I guess I'm saying not yet.
Health notwithstanding, yes. Yeah.
I think he's really opened my eyes, really in a big way, Caleb Williams, in these last five games.
Is there anything
I'm starting
he could
to
do,
see it.
Is it's, there anything he could do this year to change what you're saying right now?
If he gets 600 yards in this game against Detroit, I will change my mind. No, I don't know. Honestly, Marshall, the answer is yes. Because if Caleb Williams balls out in a playoff game, if he throws for 330 and two touchdowns in a playoff game, then I might have to think differently. And I do believe that we're all entitled. I think that we have a disclaimer that says things change, right?
Yep.
Opinions change. So
new information.
Yeah, new info.
I've got enough information.
So, yes. Maybe.
Yeah, I can't call it yet. So.
And the maybe is a no at this point, because the question is right now.
And
is he your guy?
And ye, Layla, are ye a no, undecided,
yeah,
or a yes?
I go back to the I'm picking up the fifth year option.
Like, that's a pretty good
I've
place
seen
to
enough,
be.
I've seen enough to pick up a fifth year option.
I like that.
To answer the original question about when was the last time a Bears quarterback got a second contract prior to Tyson Bagent.
That was drafted by the Bears.
That was drafted.
And Tyson wasn't even drafted by the Bears.
I don't have the drafted answer. I have the Jay Cutler answer of 2014.
Right.
So
right.
Jay Cutler was the last time a quarterback got a second contract with the Bears.
From Phil
and Emery. The last time that they drafted a quarterback who got the second contract was Rex Grossman, but he only got a year extension.
1 year, and that wasn't the option pickup for Rex.
Because that was the sixth year he played for the Bears.
Okay, fair enough. I don't remember that, but I definitely will take your word for it. Yeah, because it was there were so many free agents for the Bears, like Cordell Stewart, Eric Kramer, Jim Miller, Kyle Orton, as you mentioned, Jay Cutler was a trade.
I don't count the extension pickup as a second contract.
It's as close as we can get.
So if it's 1 year, but and it's several CBAs ago. You know, that's the other part of this. So maybe outside, like an intentional multi-year contract signing, that's a different discussion. But I know that for second contracts, it was Cutler in 2014. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Did we get Jake back? Mark, I think we decided in the break, right? We got to get Jake back.
Jake, what happened, man? What's going on? Because you weren't ready for us, which hurts our feelings, quite frankly, Jake. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, is that what you think happened?
Well, what happened?
What happened, Jake?
I was saying hello, 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 and I believe Adam hit the wrong button.
What? Hold on a second.
I believe that is.
Do we have an Adam over there?
There's no Adam behind the glass. I think you're just making things up.
Adam, I'm sorry.
Do we have an Adam here?
I forget what producer's on right now. I apologize. I forget what producer's
on.
Sean.
It's a baby T. Baby T.
Maybe, oh, maybe. Oh, yeah. Blame baby T.
Wait,
is Brandon Fryer helping out today? Is he helping out? It was
Brandon
his
Fryer's
fault?
Not in the building today.
With Grant Leader? Is that? Did you mess this up, Grant Leader?
No,
I swear to God, I'll come over there.
No, we definitely put Jake up. We just didn't hear anything.
All right, so what did you want to tell us, Jake?
What's
I
going on, Jake?
Either way, there was a miscommunication.
Yes.
Jake is now in Lake Forest. and my PJ-loving, sober brother, fugitive-loving Brody posed the question, so I called. And I will answer with a short story that started with my telling my brother that I didn't believe Caleb Williams was going to be starting in Week 11 to start the season.
Woof.
Are you a Tyson Bagent guy?
No. I didn't.
Are you sure you're my sober brother?
No. By performance or by injury? And I said by performance because I didn't think he was going to be able to evolve in the pocket quickly enough.
Fair enough.
In year one.
I look.
And
yeah, go ahead.
And he took those steps in week 10, 11 or so. But it started for me in the belief train in the Vikings game. I was at a friend of mine's house, and the mom walked out of the room with 55 seconds left. And I was like, no, there's still 55 seconds left. He goes, no, they're the Bears. They'll lose. And I'm like, no, Caleb can still do this. And since then, the Eagles game, where they literally left paw prints on their jerseys on that field, they have made strides with the Packers in terms of confidence and just ruggedness and, like, love and fatigue and energy in the room. And then to go out west and get in a track meet with a Super Bowl contending in December, 10 years of this. Let's go.
10 years. There you go, Marshall.
I love that. And I want to just make sure you understand something, Jake, not from State Farm.
By the time Jake finishes this phone call, he will be in Wisconsin.
You're probably right. The one thing I want you to understand, because you called the San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl contenders, I want you to start referring to your team the same way.
Exactly, Marshall. My guy.
Ah,
yeah,
Jake. Good call.
Board.
Good call,
it.
Buddy.
Thanks, Jake.
Yeah, after he blamed
Adam
our producers and then blamed Studs for Studs is catching strays and he's not even here right now.
But he did pander to me, Layla, and you guys know how much I love being pandered to. He hit me with the Pearl Jam and the sobriety.
Remember when I rolled my eyes at you yesterday?
Yeah. Every day you roll your eyes. Yes. What are you talking about? Yes. At some point in time, there it is, the eye roll.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.